Welcome to the Daily Marketing Move. I'm Mason Reed, and this is the weekday podcast for solopreneurs and small business owners who want practical marketing ideas in plain English. Each episode is built to give you one useful idea you can understand quickly and use right away. Let's get into today's marketing move.
Here's a quick question. Have you ever noticed a steady stream of new subscribers and then nothing? They sign up, your welcome email lands, and most of them don't open it or click the next link. It's frustrating because you did the hard work to get the lead, only to lose momentum in the first email. The good news is, it's usually one tiny mistake, not a broken funnel.
Today's topic, the one email fix, a 5-minute audit to find and fix the single weakest element in your welcome email so more subscribers open, click, and take the next step. I'm going to show you why changing one thing matters more than building another sequence, how to run a quick checklist, and give you a microscript you can paste into your message and publish in minutes.
Here's the main point, plain and simple. When a welcome email underperforms, don't rebuild the funnel. Find the single weakest link, usually the subject line, the clarity of the value you promised, or the next step CTA. Change only that one thing and measure the result. Change one item at a time, because if you swap 3 pieces and the open rate improves, you'll never know which change actually moved the needle. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity.
Let's run the 5-minute audit. I'll walk you through 3 checkpoints. Ready? Step 1. Subject line. What do subscribers see in their inbox? Ask, does the subject match the promise they signed up for? If they downloaded a checklist, does the subject say your checklist, or does it say something vague like welcome? Look for clarity, specificity, and a hint of benefit. If it's vague, your open rate is the likely blocker.
Step 2. Value clarity in the email body. As soon as someone opens the message, can they instantly answer, what am I getting, and why does it matter to me? Scan the first 2 lines. If it starts with long brand history or a fluffy welcome paragraph, that's the problem. Look for a single sentence that restates the promised benefit and delivers the promised asset or link. If that sentence is missing or buried, readers won't take the next step.
Step 3. The next step CTA. What do you want them to do right now? The most common mistakes are weak CTAs like learn more or multiple competing links. Your CTA should be one clear action, one obvious link, and it should echo the promise they signed up for. Use a single short button or bold link with a specific label. Download the checklist. Schedule 15 minutes. Claim your welcome discount. That specificity wins clicks.
Okay, 3 checkpoints. Subject, clarity, CTA. Spend 5 minutes with each welcome email and mark which one is weakest. Change that single element and leave the rest alone for at least 24 to 72 hours so you can see the effect. Now, let me show you a quick before and after example from a solo service provider I coached last month.
Before, subject line, welcome to my list. Email body starts, thanks for joining. I started this newsletter because, and then 4 paragraphs about the founder. The CTA at the bottom says, find out more on my site. Result, 18% open rate, 1% click rate. The blocker was obvious, vague subject, no immediate value, and a fuzzy CTA.
After, subject line, your 5-step onboarding checklist, download inside. First 2 lines in the email, here's the checklist you signed up for, 5 clear steps to onboard new clients faster. Click the button to download now. Then, a single bold button, download the onboarding checklist that links directly to the PDF. Result, opens jump to 37%, clicks to 12% within the first 48 hours. Same audience, one focused change.
That example shows how small shifts in language and structure produce big results. Now for the practical takeaway, a checklist you can copy and a 1-sentence microscript for your CTA.
Quick checklist. Copy this into a note and run it on 1 welcome email today. 1. Subject test. Is it specific and benefit driven? If not, rewrite to name the promised asset or result. 2. First 2 lines. Do they restate the promise and deliver the asset link or explain the immediate value? If not, move the asset or summary up. 3. CTA. One action, one link, exact label. Replace vague labels with exact outcomes. Change only the weakest one item, publish, and track one metric. Open rate for subject changes, click rate for CTA or body changes.
Here's a one-sentence CTA microscript you can paste right into your email. Click the button to download your name of asset and get the three things you can use today. Replace the bracketed asset name. That little tweak makes the action specific and immediate. Example, click the button to download your onboarding checklist and get three steps you can use today.
A quick subject line test method. Pick three variations that are specific and measurable. Send variation A to 10 to 20% of new subscribers, B to another 10 to 20%, and keep the rest on the original until you have a clear winner after 24 to 72 hours. Don't test everything at once. Keep the sample sizes and timing consistent so you get a clear read.
Today's marketing move. Pick one welcome email, run the three checkpoint audit, change the single weakest element, and publish the update. Then set a reminder to check that one metric, opens or clicks, in 48 hours, and note the change. If it moved, great. If not, revert and test the next weakest element. The goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing.
Before we wrap, two quick cautions. Don't change multiple elements at once, because you'll lose clarity about what worked. And keep any required disclosures or mandatory links in place. Focus on language and structure, not removing compliance text. Small, focused edits are both safer and faster.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Marketing Move. I'm Mason Reed, and I hope today's episode gave you one clear idea you can put to work right away. If you found this helpful, be sure to follow the show so you don't miss the next episode. And until next time, keep it simple, keep it clear, and make your next marketing move count. Here's what matters. Change one thing, measure one metric, and keep iterating.